Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gwen and Chris, and tonight the national championship game, Texas Tech and Virginia. And joining us from USA Today, Dan Wolkin. He's in Minneapolis getting set for tonight's game. Dan, appreciate the time. This was the game we all picked, right, when the tournament started. Not really.
It was not the game I picked.
No, that's what I was saying. I don't think anybody picked this one.
A lot of people had Virginia in the Final Four. I thought they were going to get to the Final Four. The path has really opened up for them. But it's not a surprise Virginia's here. They were the number one team in the efficiency ratings and a lot of the advanced analytics all year long. And so they make sense. Texas Tech, and it's only because of the brand name that we're surprised, because it's Texas Tech. They haven't really been a factor in basketball nationally, and it's kind of come out of nowhere. But they've been a top 15 team a lot of the season. They won the Big 12 regular season title. So I'm not shocked, especially the way they've played in the tournament. They are absolutely belong here.
Now, on the flip side of that, Dan, is a Texas Tech team that, they were a very good team over the course of the season, but I don't know if anybody had them getting this deep in the tournament. But their defense clearly is a separator. What are your thoughts on their run to the final?
It's been unbelievably impressive. And like you said, their defense has allowed them to play in the tournament against teams like Gonzaga, like Michigan, and like Michigan State, and really have very little trouble with them. I mean, obviously, the Gonzaga game was close to the final couple minutes. And Michigan State made a late run that got it back to one possession before Texas Tech finished it off, but they've controlled those games.
Yeah.
So they have had a more impressive tournament run than Virginia has. Obviously, it's a 40-minute basketball game. Virginia's best versus Texas Tech's best. At least the numbers say Virginia should win that. But we have not seen Virginia's best in this tournament, and Texas Tech has been just unbelievably good, embarrassing teams in terms of Michigan's offense, Michigan State's offense, Gonzaga's offense. At times they don't even look like they know what to do.
Yeah, and Virginia, I mean, on the other side, I mean, I was looking this up today. They've won their games by an average of 7.5 points. If that holds up, it would be the lowest, if they win at all, it would be the lowest point differential for a champion in the tournament since 1997. Dan, you're welcome to use that free of charge, and I don't even need credit for it. But they've won, obviously, by four, an overtime game. They won by one. Is the team a destiny thing? Does that mean anything? Can they build off that? Can they use that to their advantage at all tonight, thinking that they're the chosen ones?
I don't really believe in that stuff, but maybe if the players do, that allows them to play with more confidence, allows them to play freer, and maybe that makes a difference in the way the game goes. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they play at a very slow pace, so there's fewer possessions in the game, and they have not, during this tournament, had guys like DeAndre Hunter, who is going to be a lottery pick, going offensively in the same way he did in the regular season. Kyle Guy, until obviously the late heroics against Auburn, had not shot particularly well in the tournament. So it's been an interesting run for them. They have not played their A game. That's really about as simple as you can say it. And it's really impressive that they've gotten this far given that, and of course being down literally in the final second of the last two games, which to end up winning both, the odds of that are just astronomical. But here they are, and if they play great tonight, then yeah, they can win. They should win. But I just don't know that given what we've seen over the last three weekends, that they are going to play great.
Dan Wolken, USA Today, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Dan, what has, overall, looking at the tournament from start till this point, has this tournament revealed anything as far as parity? Because it seems the perspective of most people is that Virginia was expected to get to Final Four, but we didn't expect to see these two teams in this final. Does this say anything about the parity in college basketball?
I don't know about parity because, again, at the end of the day, Texas Tech was a top 15 team.
Yeah.
All season long. They won the Big 12 regular season title. They had the credentials. This is not Butler getting here in 2000, I guess, 11 when they played UConn in that awful championship game. Butler was an 8 seed, you know, and kind of just found themselves overmatched in the championship game. This is not that. This is a team that has been good all season long. They've gotten better offensively. They have a lottery pick in Jared Culver.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's parity. I just think they were a really good team that is playing their best basketball during the tournament.
Let me ask you about both coaches. I mean, Chris Beard's got to be one of the hottest candidates in all of college basketball. I don't know if Texas Tech can lock him up, keep him there, but for him, we saw him several years ago come out to San Diego with an Arkansas Little Rock team and beat the Aztecs in their own gym and then go to the second round of the tournament. So I knew that guy could coach right away, and he's obviously proven it. Tony Bennett's all set. I mean, he's one of the best in the business, obviously, at Virginia. What do you see happening in the future of Chris Beard?
I think in the immediate future, I mean, unless something crazy just comes his way that we can't foresee right now, I think he'll be back at Texas Tech next year and maybe for several years. You got to remember, he's from there. His daughters live nearby. He's divorced, and so that is important, I think, personally. He's obviously shown that you can have a national championship level program at Texas Tech, which is not something we would have ever really thought before. And they're going to be able to come up with the money to just pay whatever they need to pay. That's not really going to be a big issue for Chris. So I think it would just be opportunity. And I don't think there's going to be an opportunity, at least in the foreseeable future, that comes his way that would entice him to leave.
Dan, real quick before we let you get out here, give us your predictions for this game tonight.
Yeah, I picked Texas Tech. I just think they've played so well that, and the way that they've made other teams look, I think Virginia's just going to have a super hard time scoring, like really hard time scoring. So, you know, it's obviously going to be an ugly rock fight kind of game. I think it'll be in the 50s. So I had Texas Tech something like 59-55.
I just did want to throw in one more thing about Texas Tech before. Dan Wolken, USA Today on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Did you see the tweet? Somebody tweeted out the other day that they don't have anybody higher than a 3-star recruit in their starting lineup.
Who?
And at Texas Tech. And that's Culver. Everybody else is a 2-star or a 1-star recruit.
Culver now, wasn't higher than a 3-star?
That's according to the tweet I saw.
Culver was ranked like 300 something, you know, in the country.
It's incredible.
Out of high school. And really same with last year, Zaire Smith, who they had and brought in as a freshman. I think he might have been a fringe or just outside the top 100 in the recruiting rankings, and played so well at Texas Tech, he ended up in the NBA after 1 year and got picked in the lottery. So it's obviously not a fluke that that's happening. There's something going on at Texas Tech is pretty pretty remarkable in the identification and in the development. The way they built the team is fascinating. You know, they've got some graduate transfers, guys who just came in for this year. The Mooney kid who made all the shots the other night, Tariq Owens, who's just an unbelievable rim protector, defensive force. They pull a guy out of Italy in the Moretti kid who, you know, I mean, whoever goes recruits players out of Italy. It's just not really something we see a lot of. So, no, I mean, it's an unbelievable roster-building phenomenon that you just don't typically see in college basketball that a team gets built that way that has this kind of success. But I think it just shows you what kind of coach Chris Beard is.
Yeah, I just want people to realize what Texas Tech is bringing into this game, and I think it gives hope to every team in college basketball that if you just get a bunch of really good kids who want to play their tails off on defense, you can make a run. Hey, Dan, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. So much fun talking college basketball. It's been a great season, and hopefully it'll be a good finish tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
And that was Dan Wolkin, USA Today, SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County's Credit Union. It's not big banking. It's better. All right, Gwen and Chris rolling towards about 5:30 today. Then we're going to make way for Padre Baseball. I'll have the pregame show at 5:45. First pitch 6:45 tonight.
Time for your Top Golf Jabberwocky's Vegas getaway code word on the Fan.
Tony Gwynn giving the secret word, or Chris Ello giving the secret word?
Either one, if you can.
Is it the same secret word?
No, it's a different secret word.
Oh, it's a different word.
Yes.
Then you're gonna have to either give it to me or give it. Thank you.
Oh my goodness!
Thank you very much.
That was aggressive.
Driver. That's the secret word. This hour's code word, D-R-I-V-E-R. Go to 97.3thefansd.com/Vegas. Enter that code word for your chance to win. It's a great Vegas getaway. It includes some Top Golf. It includes tickets to see the Jabberwockies.
There you go. You got it.
I know. I had them better when they had the whole name there. So driver is your code word right now. Go to 97.3thefansd.com. Chance to win a nice little trip to Vegas and have some fun on us here from 97.3. Da Fan coming up. Da Big Five. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., 97.3. The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.